whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. This month, we are featuring A&B Appliances in Wakefield, and the owner is Jim Buchanan, and he's here today to answer all our questions about appliances and everything else. Welcome, Jim.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you with us here on WCRI's Company Break. Now, the appliance business, that's something that just about everyone can relate to. Everybody uses something, whether you're rich or poor or famous or not famous. Everybody touches an appliance, right?
Oh, absolutely. They say there's an average 6 appliances in every household. And by Consumer Reports reporting, the average lifespan is only 12 to 13 years now, unfortunately. Used to be a bit better, but now they're saying it's a little bit less.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about you before we get into the actual product that you sell, and just a little bit about your background. Your name is pretty famous to our listeners. I mean, you've been on the air at WCRI doing commercials for a number of years, not always as A&B Appliance. What's your background?
Yes, I came to this store from owning a Sears franchise for 6.5 years. I'll give them that. They taught me the business, basically, because before that I was just an engineer at Raytheon, and enjoyed, for the most part, selling appliances. And, you know, it was a little bit of a struggle, though, and Sears was okay to deal with. And so, but when I decided to move on, I knew I wanted to continue in the appliance business. So when the opportunity came along to get into the independent side, I certainly jumped at it.
Now, I think we should back up just a minute, because you said you were just an engineer at Raytheon, and we don't want to put down any engineers at Raytheon. I mean, they're great people, right?
Thanks. Yep.
But now you're A&B Family Appliances. What does the A&B stand for?
Believe it or not, it stands for Angels and Builders. My wife's a nurse practitioner, and that's where the Angels comes in, and I'm an engineer by trade from years and years ago, so that's where the Builder comes in. So we picked A&B for a couple of reasons. We toyed with a lot of names and decided to settle on A&B.
Angels and Builders. I love that. That's really, I just, you know, figured it was something in Buchanan, but I'm sure a lot of people probably do think that. So in Wakefield, and you're right down near the Muse Tavern, right?
Correct. Yes, right next door to the Muse Tavern. It's the old Napa parts store, auto parts store. And it's a very good location, right between where Damon's used to be, as people are going to be saying nowadays, unfortunately. It was a great store, and I was there a lot, as a matter of fact. But being on Main Street's a real benefit, and I'm part of the Wakefield Village Association with a lot of other businesses on Main Street, and we mm-hmm. kind of stick together and stick up for each other, and it's a good place to be.
Wakefield is a great community for that. There is a lot of great small independent businesses there and larger stores, too. You can find just about anything you want in beautiful downtown Wakefield. Now, as far as the appliances are concerned, you mentioned something about the longevity in your opening comments. And I can remember when I was a kid, we had a summer cottage. And so at that summer cottage, we had a lot of leftover things. You know, like there's always a second thing. It was a cottage on a lake in Massachusetts. And my mother and father had the stove they got as a wedding present in 1938. And it was still being used in the 70s when we left. It was a Magic Chef gas stove. And we used to say those things just never broke down. Now, things aren't quite made the same, right?
Unfortunately, yes. Now it's a lot more sheet metal as opposed to heavy steel that they used to use. And everything used to be metal. Now it's a lot more plastics. A lot of things, it's not, I won't say it's designed to not last as long, but it's certainly they're designed to be as, let's say, what's the term I'm looking for?
Well, they want to make it so that when there's a change that comes along, they haven't put in so much money that you don't want to change it.
Exactly. That's a very good way to put it, exactly, because styles change, cosmetics change, the way the knobs are designed and put on products are changed. So you're right, exactly. They don't necessarily want something maybe to go 30 years, and then the styling is way out of date. So nowadays they can change that quicker.
I should get rid of my avocado appliances, right?
Yes, no more of those.
But that was a trend for a while. So there's a perfect example of where you bought something, you thought you're going to have it forever, and then, 5, 10 years later, it was like, Let's get rid of the avocado.
Yes, exactly. Now it's bisque is the new color, or fairly new color.
Bisque?
Yeah, bisque, exactly. It's the old avocado or gold or almond, they used to call it, and it's been through some stages. Now it's bisque. It's a little bit lighter, but nice looking.
Well, there you go. Now, I know that for a while everything was black and stainless steel, but that's still good on the high end, right?
Correct, exactly. Stainless steel is very popular still today, and black and white will always be around, and then there'll be some other options there, too, along the way, probably.
All right, let's talk about what would you say your number one appliance sale is? Is it stoves? Is it refrigerators? Is it gas grills? Just what about?
By and far, it's washers and dryers, of course.
Washers and dryers.
Exactly, and we have a lot of options to go from Whirlpool to GE to Frigidaire. I mean, there's a lot of choices out there, but that is pretty much the staple of an appliance, any appliance business, because people use that most every day, and it's such a critical appliance, and you know we do sell quite a bit of them.
Now, when I got married back in the 70s, a washer and dryer, you could get the combo for like $199. It's probably not that way anymore, right?
Not so, unfortunately. But they still start very reasonably in the 300s, you know, in the mid three or upper 300s.
Yeah, somewhere. So you know, for $600, you can get a good combo, probably.
Well, I would say at least 700.
All right.
Yeah, and then on up to 7,000, of course.
Up to 7,000.
Oh, yes.
Now, why would someone want to spend a tremendous amount of money? I think, you know, $4,000 or $5,000, $6,000 is a lot of money. Why would they spend that much money on an appliance that, you know, the washer is going to come out pretty much the same? It's going to be clean, right?
Well, I guess it's the number of fabrics out there, the number of options, you know, ultra-delicate cycles. It's amazing what the options they have on washers and dryers these days. Now, dryers have steam in them. Washers have steam in them. So basically, the wash cycle, start there. The wash cycle, a front loader, for instance, typically what you see steam in, is the clothes are out of the water more than they're in the water. So the steam above the water can actually help loosen the fibers of the fabric and get the stains out a little bit easier. So that's steam in a washer. Now, steam in a dryer, which I actually like better, you can actually put a garment in, run it through the steam for 10 to 15 minutes, and then it continues to dry. And you can take out very minor odors, very minor stains. And so if an outfit you might wear for one function at night, you don't want to take to the dry cleaners, you could potentially put in this little steam cycle in the dryer by itself.
Wow. So that's that is different than me going down to the brook and beanie gun on a stone.
Advancements. It's amazing.
Some advancements there. So steam, I hadn't heard about that. So that's how much behind the times I am. Now, the washer and dryer combination, is it always good to buy them as a pair or not necessarily?
Yeah, I would say not necessarily. Certainly one or the other. You always want to match capacities. So you have ultra super large capacity washer. You do need an extra super large capacity dryer.
I see.
But you don't have to get them together, of course.
All right. So it's not like when you go to the car dealer and you're trying to buy tires, he's almost insisting you buy all four, right?
Right, and you can understand that reasoning, but yeah. Washer and dryer is a little bit different.
All right, good. So we can buy. We got the washer and dryer set up. What kind of brands? I know you mentioned Whirlpool. What kind of other brands do you carry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the basic brands, you know, besides Whirlpool, GE, Hot Point, Frigidaire, Electrolux. We can get Bosch. We can get some of the real high-end brands, too. I have some options there from some different distributors.
Okay. So your everyday names that we still know and still hear, see
Correct.
Advertised on TV. And the Maytag is still a lonely repair guy.
It's getting back to where it was. Now, they took a little dip there for a little bit. I mean, they may not like me saying that, but to be straight up with people, Maytag took a dip, but they're coming back so strong now.
Yeah.
I'd say Maytag's one of my favorite brands right now.
Well, that leads me to the lonely repairman. You're not a lonely repairman. You probably keep pretty busy on the repair end of things, right?
As a matter of fact, yes. I have actually two teams that work with me at the store. I can even do repair visits on weekends. One of the teams specializes in working on weekends, so it works out real well.
Great. And so this is when a team goes out, it's a there is emergencies, I'm sure, that occur, and that's why
Correct.
The weekend availability is good.
Exactly. I mean, we can sometimes respond the same day on repairs. Not always, but sometimes, and having that weekend capability really helps.
Excellent. All right, let's get to another portion of your business. And so you've got the The washer and dryer, is refrigerator next, or would stove be next?
No, I would say refrigerator is the next most popular, something that runs every day, and obviously very, very critical because it takes care of your food. And, you know, different, so many different styles and options out there. People upgrade to the bottom freezers now that they used to be top freezers. So so many different styling and cosmetic changes have come along, too, in the past few years.
So they can get things. I know you see things advertised in the refrigerators, like obviously a drink availability in the door or ice cube makers. Those kind of things are still popular?
Correct, exactly. The dispensers right in the door that you always see on the side-by-sides or in the French door refrigerators with the bottom freezer and then the two doors up above, they have the dispensers. But they have, you know, have them without dispensers, of course. And nowadays, they even have hot water dispensers and actually a seltzer water dispenser out there on a refrigerator, believe it or not.
So you, if you're looking to make a cup of tea, you can do that from the refrigerator.
Exactly, yes. The water's pretty hot, as a matter of fact.
Wow, all right. So, see, I'm learning all kinds of things here today. I'm going to be taking notes because I guess it's time for me to redo my kitchen that was in existence since the 50s. But
yes, please come see us.
All right, so the refrigerator is, again, same kind of branding available pretty much as the washers.
Exactly. All the major brands that you hear about every day and some of the upper-level ones or more obscure style like Danby or Avanti. We can get some of those refrigerators too.
Wow. Okay. So those are on the upper end. Now, a refrigerator, again, you know, with my ancient memory of things costing $400 or so, what's the low end on a refrigerator now?
Believe it or not, you can still get a top freezer, a medium-sized, you know, basic top freezer for in the $400 range.
Really?
Yeah, over $400. You can get a basic one all the way up to, again, you know, $10,000 probably in a refrigerator if you really want to put a ceiling on it.
Wow, it's amazing. And I've even seen and heard some friends of mine that actually had a computer screen or something in their refrigerator and so forth.
Exactly. I mean, there's some of them that will show you TV shows, will do calculations for you right on the door of the refrigerator. It's funny.
What a deal. Now, bottom freezers sounds like a fish brand. well, those bottom feeders.
I got you. Yeah.
All right. Bottom freezers are the kinds that instead of, you know, traditionally, again, back in the old days, you open the refrigerator door and the top part of it was the freezer and you had a separate door for that. Then it came with the two separate doors later on. And so now you're talking about an actual drawer down below the refrigerator,
correct,
right?
Yes, it comes either as a drawer or a door. The drawer is a little bit more popular, of course. And if you think about it, it really makes sense. I mean, as an engineer, it's kind of fed into my belief that, you know, cold air wants to stay down low.
Right.
So why not keep the freezers below? A freezer you don't get into but once or twice a day probably. The refrigerator you're into 4 to 10 times a day. Why not have the refrigerator up above? So now your fruits and vegetables are right about hip level, mm-hmm. Real easy to get at,
yeah.
Very good access, and keep the freezer down below where the cold air wants to be anyways, and keep your frozen stuff, you know, where you don't have to get at too often.
And energy-efficient things are important in that refrigerator, I'm sure.
Oh, tremendously. Now, they have a Tier 3 level. It used to be, you know, Energy Star was rated in a tier status, and now they're up to Tier 3 now, and very, very low use of energy in those bottom freezers, believe me.
Excellent. Well, we're learning a lot about washers and dryers and refrigerators, and we'll come back in just a minute and talk some more with Jim Buchanan from A&B Family Appliances. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Jim Buchanan from A&B Family Appliances in beautiful downtown Wakefield, right on Main Street, right near the Muse Tavern. And if you speak Rhode Island, it's right near where Damon's used to be, because every Rhode Island direction has to be next to something that used to be, right?
Correct.
Right. All right, we talked about washers and dryers, and we talked about refrigerators and freezers. I guess the stove is probably the next thing in line, right?
Certainly is, right. Gas or electric. In Rhode Island, it's about 50-50 pretty much. I mean, we sell about as many gas as we do electric.
Now, I've heard a friend of mine told me there was a new thing where you could have a gas stovetop but an electric oven. Is that something you've seen?
Correct. Oh, yes. Dual fuel, they call it, and it's more on the high-end types, but you typically have the gas in the stove top, which makes it really easy to cook things and very convenient, and the temperature can go up and down fairly rapidly, so you can control it well.
Right.
And then electricity in the oven, where it can maintain the temperature maybe a little bit closer to a desired number, and a little bit cleaner maybe than gas in the oven. So that's the choice of people, and maybe in the higher end is dual fuel.
And that's a relatively new situation?
Well, it's been around a few years.
Really?
I mean, not too much,
okay.
But right. I mean, used to be just the very, very highest end ones have it. Now, you can get up, you can get in there fairly reasonably into a dual fuel range.
Sounds like a lot of things that people that cook a lot would like, because I know a lot of people that cook love the availability of that gas burner to be able to turn it on, turn it off real quick, and then the electric oven staying more the temperature. If you want it 350, it stays at 350, that type of thing.
Exactly. With the two coils, one typically on the top, one on the bottom, you typically can maintain that temperature in there, especially if you have a convection range inside where you have the fan inside, a convection range, you can really maintain that temperature well.
So convection range is one that has a fan in it.
Correct.
And what the purpose of that is to just keep the temperature the same?
Exactly. What it wants to do is keep every corner, every nook and cranny of that oven at the right temperature. You set it at 400, you want it to be 400 at the top center, but 380 down the lower corner, something like that. I mean, probably even transitions even more than that. So the convection, and especially the ones that what they call true European convection, have a little heating element around the fan. So when the fan comes on, it is blowing the correct temperature air throughout the entire cavity, and it keeps it at the right temperature. And what it does, though, it does help anything cook faster. They say up to 30% faster items will cook, but yet will not dry out in a convection range.
Wow, sounds like a no-brainer. I mean, unless it's 10 times as much or no?
Well, not 10 times. It's a bit pricier, exactly. Uh-huh. But if you do a lot of cooking, boy, think about saving 30% on just about everything you cook. What time is money, of course. And if you can save 30% of the time, it doesn't really take up 30% more energy use, but it does save you a lot of time.
Wow, sounds like a great deal. So now I know how to get my new washer and dryer. I've got the bottom drawer and the freezer coming, and now I'm going to have the convection oven with a gas stovetop.
With a gas top, exactly. Way to go.
Now, with most people, if they have an electric house, which there are, like you said, quite a few in Rhode Island that are mostly electric, and they wanted to go to gas, do they have to get gas from the street?
Well, not necessarily, no. They can get propane. They get a tank put in outside their house and a line run to their range. And the propane, all ranges will come set up for natural gas, but they all pretty much, almost all of them, have a propane conversion kit. So you can actually convert the buds of where the flame comes out to a propane-designed flame.
So again, showing my ignorance, which is a great thing for you because you get to answer the questions, the propane gas is actually different than the natural gas that comes out of the street.
Exactly. Propane burns just a slight bit hotter than natural gas. It's got a few more hydrocarbons in there, talking about my engineering days, that can burn a little bit hotter. So you have to have a bud that actually restricts the flow of the gas a little bit so the propane will be at the same temperature, roughly, calibrated as the natural gas would have been.
Would that be something that someone would want? Would someone want a hotter burning? So in other words, would they say, "Oh, I don't want natural; I want propane." Or is that not?
Well, again, the buds will restrict the flow.
Wow.
So when you turn it on to medium, it'll the flame will be about the same between propane and natural, be almost identical actually, because the propane buds that you've converted will keep that gas at the right flow.
And you have no choice. You have to have those buds, right?
Correct.
You can't just
say,
"Oh, I want one of those super hot ones."
Oh, no. Yeah, because without those buds, that's very dangerous and not allowed, obviously. We couldn't even set that up for you.
All right. Now, as far as what you said could set it up, you do all this through your store? I mean, you're one-shop deal, right? Somebody comes in and says, "I want the stove." You take care of installing it?
Oh, yes. I have installers that help me out, licensed and bonded installers that will set it up, either natural gas or propane. We put a brand new flex line on, so that's all a brand new stainless steel connection to your hard pipe in your house, and works out real good.
And what about, we didn't cover this on the part when we were talking about the refrigerators and so forth, but if you had the refrigerator that had the drink availability in it, and obviously needs plumbing, that's all taken care of by you too?
Correct. Yes, we can run a water line from a standard pipe to a refrigerator, from almost anywhere, even from your basement or under the sink or something like that, and set up for the water dispenser and or ice maker.
So they don't have to get a separate plumber. You're going to handle the whole job.
Correct.
and even delivering it and dropping it off.
Exactly.
All right, now I'm going to go to the let's find a unique story here. Somebody buys a big refrigerator. Have you ever run into a situation where you can't get it in the door?
Believe it or not, it actually wasn't bought from my store, but somebody called me and said they bought a fridge from somebody else's store and they can't get it into their house. So we went over. We had to pretty much disassemble it, and, you know, not down to the nuts and bolts, but take the doors off, of course, take some hinges off, take some brackets to be able to get it in, because that delivery team would not do that for them. So we did it.
Wow. Well, see, they should have learned the lesson. They should have gone to you in the first place.
There you go.
All right. Now, we've covered pretty much, I think, what people think of when they think of an appliance store, the washer and dryer, the stove, the refrigerator. Do you do microwaves and what I would think of the secondary appliances, things like that?
Certainly. Certainly. Microwaves over the ranges, which comes with a fan where you can blow either in back into the room, recirculating, or out a vent. That's over-the-range microwaves, or countertop microwaves. We offer those. And then the third one would be a built-in microwave, which actually fits into a kind of a cavity and can be put a trim around it. Looks really nice as a built-in.
Now, when you mentioned the hood or the fan, does a fan have to be exhausted outside, or is there, you can have an inside?
Yes. Almost every microwave, over-the-range microwave we sell, is capable of doing three things. Recirculating back into the room, venting straight up, or venting back out through the wall. So a lot of options on all the microwaves, and all the manufacturers are setting them up pretty much that way today to have the options. So they're not to choose the style and then the option. They can do both at the same time, of course.
Okay, so I've decided that I'm going to get my new stove, and I've got my gas top with my electric oven, and I'm going to cook myself a steak on the stove top, and I burn the sucker, and there's smoke everywhere. What good does that circulating back into the house do?
Well, as a matter of fact, most of them, not all of them, most of them have a charcoal filter. So it'll come through a charcoal filter before it comes back into the room. And what it does, it dissipates it out enough that it can keep, hopefully, from setting off your fire alarms, but it certainly takes out a lot of the smoke and odors through that charcoal filter when it recirculates the air. So, but again, you could also have it vented out of the house, you know, from the same product.
Right, right. Okay. So the one that, in my situation, in my particular kitchen, the stove is on an inside wall. It's like 20 feet from the nearest outside wall. So I should look for one of those that's going to recirculate, right?
Exactly. That, in your case, almost definitely that's the best way to go. Some people will vent it straight up if you don't have one or two stories above you.
I got two above
me.
It
could go up. Yeah. Okay. It could have gone up through the roof. But, you know, that some options there. But it sounds like recirculating is the way for you.
All right. So I've solved that problem. I have a checklist here, things I needed to ask you about. Okay. So we've got the microwave. We've got the hood. What's next? What other things? Dishwashers?
Exactly. Dishwashers is very popular these days. I mean, obviously not every house has one. But, you know, they're very handy, very popular. And what they've come up with these days is a super quiet dishwashers. I mean, they're down to, may not sound, 38 decibels is what I've seen in some Bosch dishwashers or KitchenAid, some great names, and very super quiet dishwashers.
We have a great dishwasher at my house. It's me.
It's called Mike.
But I'm not normally quiet, so yeah. I guess I wouldn't fit into that 38 decibel thing.
Exactly.
Now, do you find that we talked about 50-50 with houses with gas and electric. Do you find that maybe 50% of the houses or more have dishwashers? Where would you go with that? Probably.
Yeah,
maybe
a little more than 50%. Maybe 60 to 65% have dishwashers. Again, it's getting more and more of the conveniences of the modern era, I guess. But and again, you can get prices of those in the low 300s. I mean, I've even sold, you know, in the high 200s dishwashers,
really?
Which are very, very basic. When you get up into the mid range, though, that's when you get some of the nice features of a nylon racks as opposed to the old PVC racks where they used to be, were vinyl, and they would actually maybe chip over after a few years of use. But the nylon these days is so amazing. And that's only been out a few years, where the nylon is so much tougher and more durable than the PVC.
Wow. So if you're getting a new dishwasher and to replace one, are those sizes still pretty consistent, or you got to worry about cabinet replacement and all that kind
no,
of thing?
No, believe it or not, the widths typically are all the same, all 24-inch. I mean, 95% are 24-inch out there. There's a few out there that are like 18-inch, and we can get those too, of course. What you do have to worry about is the height. If you've added a floor in your kitchen after you put in your dishwasher, sometimes that raises it up and it cuts down the height of what you can fit in under your counter. Now, under your counter doesn't change, but getting in and out under the counter has changed. And believe it or not, more and more dishwashers are being able to shrink down to be short enough to come out if there's an extra 3/8, half inch, 3/4 of an inch floor, you know, that was added after the fact.
Wow. So that's, I remember I did remodel a kitchen at one point in time and did, there was a new floor put in, and then we went to get the dishwasher out. It was like, uh-oh.
Yes. My installer told me one time he had to cut out a dishwasher to get it out, you know, short of damaging the counter or damaging the floor. He cut the dishwasher in half and took it out in two pieces.
Wow. Well, that's a good story.
You got it done.
All right. So now we have dishwashers. What other kind of common appliance do you have in the store that people might be interested in?
Yeah, nowadays they have warming drawers, believe it or not. They're almost like a kind of, some of them have used microwaves. Some of them use other technology as a warming drawer to keep products warm. Wall ovens, of course, if you do decide, or cooktops. So some people, instead of putting it all in one as a range, they get a cooktop. Can be gas or electric, of course, and then have a wall oven nearby, and it can be a double wall oven. Even
I was just going to say, I see a lot of double ovens now.
Exactly.
In that situation, and a friend of mine has one where he has the convection on top, and then has a regular oven on the bottom. And I've always wondered, how much cooking can you do?
Right, and what it comes down to sometimes is just temperature difference. If you're going to cook two things at different temperatures, you don't want to have to wait till it either cools down or heats back up. So why not get the other stove? You can do it at the same time
in two
different cavities.
Two different cavities. Now, what about things like grills, barbecue grills, things like that? Do you get into any of that?
Oh, we certainly do, as a matter of fact. Napoleon is my brand of choice. Very, very nice units. A lot of stainless steel, very, very durable. They have 10, 15, and 20-year warranties on a lot of their components in their grills. Very nice product, the Napoleon grills.
That's a whole new area that's just the last few years really come on strong, having that outdoor kitchen kind of thing, right?
Right. They're calling it the outdoor living area. Why not? And people, you know, cost a lot less to improve your outdoor living area than maybe to add on to your building, your house.
Sure, and here in Rhode Island we have at least 5, if not 6 months of weather you can use that. Hopefully this year it will be 6 if the snow ever disappears. Well, Jim, it's been great talking to you. I found out a lot of things, and glad that A&B Family Appliance is part of our WCRI family. We're glad to have you. Located in beautiful downtown Wakefield, as we said, on Main Street. And why don't we give people the phone number that they can call if they have any questions?
Sure can. 284-4108. Or our website is abfamilyappliances.com.
abfamilyappliances.com. All right. So give Jim a call. Stop in and see him, even better. You should know that we had only a chance to cover some of the things that Jim carries in his store. He also carries dinettes and snow blowers and generators. Great things for this time of year. So stop in to A&B Family Appliance and check it all out. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. All right, Mike.
We'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start riding to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.